Okay, we're up to Chav Tesamud Aleph. Tana Rabbanan. Bizman Shacham Aloke Simin Ra Laovdei Kochavim. Levon Aloke Simin Ra Lesoneim Shal Yisrael. Nation Yisrael Monim LeLevona Laovdei Kochavim Lechama. When there is an eclipse of the sun, so it's bad for Goyim, it's a bad sign for Goyim. And when there is an eclipse of the moon, it's a bad sign for Yidden. Okay, so we started with this yesterday, and I didn't have a chance really to go into. But the problem over here is all these simonim royim, and eclipses, lechara, that the eclipse is a natural phenomenon that is caused by the earth getting in the way between the sun and the moon. Right, and either the moon becoming between the sun and the earth, and it happens on a astronomically calculable time. So how could it be a bad simon? It sounds like it's dependent on all these sins or whatever. If the sins wouldn't be. There's a few different terutzim over here, different ways of learning this. One way of learning it is, let me see if I can have who says what. I don't remember now. In any case, okay, one way of understanding it is that likui does not mean an eclipse. We're not talking about eclipses over here. We're talking, eclipses is not, in fact, who says it? He brings it down. The Aris Tavash, right? The Aris Tavash of Yonos and Apeshitz. He says a liqui does not mean an eclipse, but it's more like sunspots, because he says liqui means that something's wrong with the sun or the moon. When something is, what's it called? You shield a candle, nothing happens to the candle. Right? Nothing wrong with the sun or the moon. Something else coming in between and shielding it. That's not called liqui.
That it's what the human being sees that counts. Not what
I'm telling you the answer. So he says that's not called liqui, right? Nothing happens to the sun or the moon. Manela, he says that it's not talking about an eclipse at all. That's a natural phenomenon. And it's talking about when there are sunspots. When you see black spots on the sun, and that's called liqui hachama. And he says by the moon also sometimes you see red spots, whatever, that I'm not familiar with. What he's talking about, but sometimes you see spots on the moon also, and that's called liqui halavana. So his shita is that we're not talking about eclipses bichlal, we're talking about things that are not calculable, and they happen because of their bad simonim or whatever. That's one pshat. Another pshat is that it's taka talking about eclipses, okay? The Rabbanu Shel Olam b'chachmaso, right, made the world in such a way that it's hard to fathom. But today with computers, more easier to understand a little bit. And the Rabbanu Shel calculated from the beginning of the Bria that at certain times in history, right, that these things are going to be bad simon. And it worked out that the Rabbanu Shel did it to begin with and set up this whole Seder. He could have made a different Seder. But he made this whole Seder based on the fact of what he knew would be in the future would be a reason for a bad simon. So it was all predestined, right? Doesn't still mean that it has to happen like that. It could be, but it was like mazolos. The Rebbe Shem set up all the mazolos and they have various effects and you could change it. And it means that in economy, Klal Yisrael, if they change it, you do tefillah, you do mitzvahs or whatever, it could change all these things. But these are bad simonim, barring any other conditions that could change them. And they all were predetermined based on what the Rebbe Shem knew was going to be and how he set up the world. And the two things correspond. That's a second shot that they say. Third pshat is that it has nothing to do necessarily with the metzias of the thing itself, how we perceive it. Okay, just like chiddush halavana, we make a bracha. It looks like, you know, that's a new thing. It's not a new thing. That's the way that nature is. But the Rabbeinu Yonah says it's everything is how it affects us, how we see it. That's how it's important. We see it as a liqui levana, liqui chama, and it makes an impression on us. So the simin ra or whatever means that it's something that was put, like it says, thunder was put into nature to lahafshid yakmim yoshebalev. It gives a person an incentive to do tshuva. Now we know what thunder is, but it still scares you. So the way that we perceive it, right, is an incentive to do tshuva. Here's the same thing. It's an incentive to do tshuva. It's a simin to certain averas that a person can use it in a way that's a positive way. It doesn't mean that's exactly what happens or it's part of nature that's a negative thing, but it was made in such a way that it should affect people in such a way that they should take to heart these chatoyim or whatever. That's what it means, a simin. It's only a simin. It's not a siba. It's not a cause. It's a simin. Right, that's all, and that's perhaps another way of understanding this. Okay, so again, some say that it's talking about eclipses, based on the two ways we explained, and some say it's not talking about eclipses, but love. Okay, so whatever this happens, right, and most people learn it's talking about an eclipse. So an eclipse of the sun is a bad simon for goyim because they count their time for the sun, and the moon is a bad simon for Klal Yisrael because we count to the moon. Beaker. Loka the Mizrach, Simin Rali Yoshve Mizrach. When the eclipse occurs in the east, which Lechaora means when the sun is rising, right? When the eclipse happens towards sunrise, then it's a bad sign for the people in the east. B'mariv, Simin Rali Yoshve Mariv. When it happens in the west, a bad sign for the people in the west. The Emtzarakia Simin Rala Chola Olam. When it's mamish in the middle of the sky, then it's a bad sign for the entire world. Kulo. Okay? Now here there's another question. L'chora, the sun is seen all over the world different times or whatever. So the eclipse is not just bad for the people who are in the east when it happens in the east because it's seen differently, but l'chora, the eclipse isn't seen everywhere. It's only seen from certain vantage points. So if at that vantage point, a total eclipse happens to happen when the sun is in the east, that's what it means. Right? Really, the kasha is not 100% a kasha. Okay. And we'll see in one second that the Gemara speaks about when it happens, when the sun emerges or when it's setting, that's east and west. So the Oruch Liner says we're talking about either immediate when it comes out, or the whole eastern area, two different things. One is when the sun, what's the next piece? See the next piece, what's it called? Panav domim ladam, when the eclipse happens, the sun or the moon looks like reddish, cherev bola olam. It's a sign that there's going to be war. Lasak, if it looks more blackish, chitzei roa boin la olam, then it's a sign that there's going to be famine. If it looks like both of them, certain time reddish and blackish at the same time, then you have both of them coming to the world. Lock of the Knisa, so this is what we were talking before. If it comes when it's coming into the world, then the sun, then Peronios shows level. Then the Peronios aren't going to happen right away. It's going to take time. What's it called? Beitziyaso, when it's leaving the world, the sun, then Maharis level. Then it comes quickly. The Yeshom and Chiluf Advarim. Some say just the opposite. Rashi explains both ways. See what Rashi says. And the Oruch Liner says, L'chora, this is the same thing as Mizrach and Marav. If it's leaving the world, it's in the Marav. If it's coming into the world, it's in the Mizrach. He says, no, what it means is, if it's immediately like a sunrise, or immediately at sunset, then it has the din of Yitzia. If it's in the whole part of the sky that's the east includes a lot more than just when it comes out, and west includes a lot more than when it's just setting. So one is talking about the general area where the sun is, and the other one is a specific area of either sunrise or sunset. See Rashi. Loka b'mizrach. The Boker Kshachama B'Mizrach, in the morning when the sun is in the east. The Emtzarakia B'Chatzos Hayom, if the eclipse happens at midday, Kshomeres Barosh Kolodom, L'sak osui minotza shel izim. Sak is made out of the hair of goats, and it's more dark. It's more black. Chitzei rov mashchirin ponim. Right, when people are at famine, their faces turn black. Lock of the knisoso b'shkiyoso. Knisoso means when the sun is going in to the rakia, which means at sunset. Then Purani Yoshoho Slavo, Kedera Shoshoa Simon Laharos Aklos Ayom. Because the eclipse didn't happen till the sun is going down, that means the whole day it didn't happen, so it, similarly the Puranios are not going to happen quickly. Be it Siyaso, Puranios Maris Lava. But if it's when the sun is coming out, right away early in the morning, Kedera Shemir Asimon Lavo, what's it called? Just like the simon came right away at sunrise, so the Puranios are going to come right away. The Eshomrim Chilif Advarim, some say just the opposite. Lok of the Knisoso Arvis Puranios Maharis Lavo. If the eclipse is right before the sun sets, right, that means that Shasim and Kashem Shain Lo Shos Lashemish Biyom Shasamach Lishkioso, who Kachin Shos the Puranios Lavo. Just like there's no time. Right, the sun is leaving the world, and immediately before it leaves, it's going to be eclipsed. That's a sign the Puranios are going to come quickly. Right, the Yitzioso Shachris Puranios Shol. Why Kshem Shish Lachama Od Shols Bayom? Now, just like there's time after the sun has the eclipse, so too there'll be time between the Simin Ra and when it actually happens. So those are the two ways of learning that. So this problem that Lamaisa, how it appears. Right. So once the Rashash is a different pshat. Mizrach and Mariv does not mean where in the sky it is. That is, if it's rising or setting, that's where in the sky. Mizrach and Mariv means where on the sun is the eclipse. Sometimes not a total eclipse. It's on the eastern side of the sun that the eclipse is, or on the western side of the sun. That's what it means. According to the Rav Yonasan Apshitz, where are the sunspots? On the eastern side of the sun or on the western side of the sun. Okay. Anyway, I have this other shot over here. Why L'chora Maisa, it's how it appears to here's a person just to speak about eclipses. Lamaisa, at any one place, the eclipse appears either east, west, or whatever, but Lamaisa and the rest of the world, it's completely different. But again, the simon is for the people who are seeing it. That's bi'ikr. And therefore, how you see it is what you should take musa from it. And somebody else who sees a different part of the world gets a different musa from it. That's all. Okay. Right. When a nation is smitten, its spiritual powers that are the counterparts for that nation, right, are also smitten together with it. Right, whenever the Rabban Shem is lok maka and umma, so the shar of the umma goes first. But here, whatever the spiritual powers that are the counterparts of that nation are also affected. Of his man, and the Maral Taka says it has nothing to do bichlau with eclipses. It's a spiritual idea of what's it called of Torah is compared to Or, and Likui Haoros, Likui Achama is not the physical sun. It's the spiritual counterparts of these things that are affected. It's all the Maral learns drush, and there's no pashup shot over here. It does not mean a solar or a lunar eclipse. The Maral says. But for the same reason Rabbi Yosef Neibshitz says, solar and lunar eclipses are natural occurrences that have nothing to do with affecting the sun or the moon themselves. It's all how it appears to us only. So he says, when it says Likui Achama, Likui Alavana, is not talking about the sun and moon, it's talking about the spiritual concepts that are represented by sun and moon. That's the Maral. Okay. And since they are simonim only, or like the mazalos, they are potentials. When Klal Yisrael do Ratzon Hashem, they can change. And they say that, what's it called, even that sounds wild. I mean, how can an eclipse, this is all part of the natural movement of the sun and moon, but very partial. If there would have been a solar eclipse scheduled to happen in the time of Yeshua, and Yeshua made the sun stop, so the solar eclipse wouldn't have happened. So it's conceivably shaykh that a nes should change this entire Seder HaDvarim. So that's what it means. V'van Yisrael osim ritzon shemakom, theoretically speaking. Usually it doesn't change. It's like all the mazalos. We're above the mazal. And if the mazal naturally says one thing, but if Klal Yisrael are on the right madrega, and they need a tremendous amount of schus to be on that madrega, so in the time of Yeshua it happened, then all these things can change. Shenemar Komar Hashem El Derech Hagoyim Al Tilamdu Me'osos Hashemayim Al Tichosu Ki Yechtu Hagoyim Mechama Ovdei Kochovim Yechtu Ve'en Yisrael Yechtu. Goyim have to worry, not Yidden. And also another possible idea is, it doesn't mean the eclipse won't happen. It'll happen, just like all the mazolas happen. But we don't have to worry about the result. The result is only a potential, right? How the Rabbanu Shalom set up the hashpa to this world comes through the mazolos. But if we are zolcheh, that hashpa won't affect us. That's all. Doesn't mean it won't happen. It'll happen, but it won't have any effect. And that's why the goyim still have to worry. But yidden don't have to worry. We become protected from the result. Not that the result doesn't occur. Okay. Rashi. Eloheha Sora Hamelitz Ba'ada. Eloheha means, right, when it says Lo Yelecho Elohim Achirim, so except for the Ramban learns it means that there are spiritual powers in the world, and you're not allowed to worship them or think of them as independent powers or whatever. That's the Sorim, the Malachim, that are the ones that are entrusted with protecting spiritually the various nations they represent. Kegon Samoel Shehoya Sar Shel Esav, just like Samoel, who's the Satan, is the Sar of Esav. El derech hagoyim atalamdu lasos kemaseim, don't do what the goyim do. Umishitasu ritzona, when you won't do what the goyim do, then you'll do ratzon Hashem, they also shavayim al tichasu. You won't have to worry about these signs in the heavens, because they won't have an effect on you. Okay. Go on. Tanu rabbanan, b'shvil arba dvarim cham alokeh. So what is the bad simon? It's a bad simon. What are the reasons or the things that a solar eclipse represent? Okay. Not necessarily why does it happen, but what are we supposed to get from it? Right, what's it supposed to affect us? What averas are we supposed to think of and try to be misakin when you see a solar eclipse? Or whatever it is, based on what we said before. Okay. So, al avbezdin shemes, the enon nisput, right? And the Sfarim say, very partial, avbezdin is like a chama, right? And when he's not, you don't say a hesped properly, you don't appreciate him properly, so his death is not, doesn't have the proper effect. So it's like the sun being eclipsed, right? You don't get the full benefit from the sun when it's eclipsed. So that's an abdezdin, shemes, the enon yisped kalocha, right? So you didn't get the musr from the hesped, you need the musr from the eclipse. V'al nara murasa shetzaka be'ir vein moshiela. A nara murasa who screamed in the city and nobody saved her, nobody helped her, right? And that's also, usually at night, people can scream and nobody hears them. But in the daytime, not. So if you made day like night, because you didn't hear this Nara Murasa in the city in the daytime when she was attacked, so then the Rabbanu Shalom makes day like night. The Al Mishkav Zohar, right? Also because of Mishkav Zohar, right? Homosexuality also causes Likui Hachama, and they say a similar idea. Why Mishkav Zohar? Because Pir Varivya, or what's it called, brings light to the world. And people who are Monea themselves from Pir Varivya by exercising, practicing homosexuality, so it's like takes the light out away from the world. V'ashnei achim shenishbach domam ke'echad. Two brothers that were killed together. Same thing, the Chama and the Levana are like brothers. One of them was diminished, So there's a connection between the brothers that are murdered. Rashi. Bishvil dalet varin, lo shamati tam bedover. Rashi says, I didn't hear a tam that made me feel good. Well, we said, Achronim say pshatim. Rashi obviously knew them all and was not too happy with any of them. Ma'oros yoreach v'kochavim. We didn't get it yet. Okay. So that's why the sun is eclipsed. Now the Gemara says, "Uvishvil arba dvorim ma'oros lokim." Ma'oros means the stars and the moon. Al kosvei plaster. That's people who write. Rashi says, "Shtaros mezuyafim umichtevei amo." Right? They put up pashkevilim on the walls. Right? Because of them, they eclipse the walls. So that's why the moon and the stars are eclipsed. And they write staros mizuyotin. They write false documents. Lashum dofi al adam lichto bishmo mashalotziva. So Rashi says that they write plaster means false documents about somebody that he loaned money or whatever, or borrowed money, and it didn't happen. But also they write things about people that aren't true and hang them on the walls. That's also kisvei plaster. Plaster on the walls, right? The Almeide Eide Sheker, right? People who give false testimony. The Almegadli Behemadaka Beretz Israel, and people who raise sheep and goats in Eretz Israel because they eat from other people's yards. The Alkotse Lonis Tovos, and people who cut down trees, fruit trees. And the Svarim say, what's the, let's see Rashi first. Megadli behemadaka, machriven his hearts, they destroy Eretz Israel. She'ein yecholim l'shomram miliros b'steach chavirim. It's very hard to watch them and prevent them from eating other people's crops. V'alkotze ilonis tovos afil hein shalohem. Even if they belong to them, the person who's cutting down the tree. He's not damaging anybody, he's damaging the world. She'mashchisim hein. They're destroying the world, they're taking fruit out of the world. V'nirim kiboatim b'kodesh baruch hu u'b'brichoso she'mashmiya tuvo. Looks like they're kicking away the tova that Rabban Hashem gave. He gave you a free fruit tree, and you're destroying the fruit tree. The who says the tzad hashava between all these things are hide the goodness of the Rabban Hashem from the world. Right, kol aposel b'mumo posel. Eid sheker, right? Says the what's it called? Even the people who do these things, it ends up covering them up. Okay, they get covered up because it says kol aposel b'mumo posel. And when somebody gives eid sheker, he's even mavuz on the people who hired him. The Gemara says, megadli behemadaka, right? They, what's it called, hurt themselves too. Because their sheep end up eating pasture land that they could use later on. And the same thing goes, Mekatzitz Ilanos. They're mafsid the pre from themselves also. So in these situations, that's the thing. The earth, that's what the dinyan is. The earth comes between the, what's it called, the sun. And or the earth comes between what's it called?
A lunar
eclipse. Right. So even though the earth is covering the moon, yes, earth is covering the moon, it's the earth that suffers too, because we don't get the light of the moon. So something that's causing a liquid to something else, it boomerangs back at itself. That's the kesher. Okay, next. Bishvil dalet dvorim nichsei balibatim nimsorim lamalchus. Because of four things, four aveiras, the nechosim of balibatim are given over to the malchus. Al mahashi shtoros pruim, because of sheker, right? It brings, sheker is something that doesn't have any real substance. So when people create sheker in the world, they take away the substance of the world. So their property is taken away from them. So what happens? Mashi shtaras pruin. sets up a false impression that this shtar is still valid when it's already been paid. The amalavi beribis, people who take ribis. The al shehoya sofik biyodam, sipek biyodam, limchos velomichu. People could have protested other people's averas and they didn't. The al sheposkim tzedaka barabin, they don't know sting. People pledge money for tzedaka barabin and they don't give it. Okay? And all of these things also, other mefarshim say, are things that people are heter. That it's not so terrible to do. Star parua, I'm not going to use it. I just want to hold it for nostalgic reasons, remember the debt, or whatever. But it's something that could come to a korban. And malave beribis, people say, I'm doing the guy a favor, right? What am I hurting? He's paying me for my money, right? Why should I lose out? And sipik biyodim limchos, people have all the reasons why they don't want to be mocha and other people, right? Wouldn't listen, they wouldn't help or whatever. And poskim tzedaka barabin, people say, well, either that the reason I'm doing it barabim, it's not that I'm not going to pay the money. I intended to pay it, I'm not. I did it so other people would give money. Right, I made a pledge to make other people make a pledge. I knew I couldn't pay it, but at least I'm giving other people the incentive to want to give more money or whatever. So all these things, there's a mora heter. The Omar Rav b'shvil arba dvorim nichsei balabatim yotzim l'timoyim, that their people's property goes to waste, or goes to destruction. Al kov sheschar sachir, right? People who don't pay their workers on time. The al oshke schar socher, kovshe schar socher, so you don't pay on time. Oshke schar socher is where you don't pay at all. The al sheporkin all me'al tzavarehen, the nosin al chavarehen. People take their responsibility and put it on other people. The al gashes haruach, the gashes haruach keneged kulam, and because of gaiva, and gaiva is worse than all of them. Aval banovim ksiv, banovim yirshu oretz, v'yisangu al rov shalom. Okay, just to end with something nice. So the Gemara says what the opposite is of gasas haruach is anivus. Rashi. Amashi shtoros pruim etzlam. People hold their paid shtoros by them. Kedei lachzor legilus pameh acheres. And they're holding it to use it a second time. As Rashi learns that the person's mamish using it bedafka, but others hold that it's lavdafka. It's usher to hold it even if you have the opportunity to do it, even if you're never going to do it. It's still a michshul. The amalavi beribis, shemalavim balibatim liyisrael beribis. People lend their money to yidden with ribis, so that causes their nechosim to be given over to the goyim. Uksiv mar bahono beneshech the tarbis. Lechonin dalim yikbitzu. The amrim bav metziah could go and shvur malka shechonin bohem ani einochrin. Right? Lechonin dalim doesn't mean it's going to be taken away for tzedakah. It means that the goyim are going to give it to goyish at tzedakahs. They'll take the tax. The IRS will come and take your property away. The al shehoy yisof sipek biyodim shel balabatim halalu limchos biyad ovri averish shebedorim. And people, balabatim over here means gvirim, people who have influence, influential people. And they could protest people who are doing aveiras, right? They have influence, and they don't. Shedivrei nishmoyim, they're influential people, machmas osher, because they're rich. V'habriyos yireyem mehem, people are afraid of them, v'lo michu, and they didn't speak up. V'yashaposkim balibatim halolu tztoka barabim, shitnu laniyim, they pledge money publicly, v'heim lo nosim, and they don't give it. L'timoyon, shenitmomim v'kolim yaleyim. People here, it's not given over to goyim, it's just the stock market goes down, or whatever. It gets ruined, gets destroyed. Kovesh, shematcheh hu belech v'shuv. Kovesh is you delay paying somebody on time. Tell them come back tomorrow, whatever, when you have the money. O sheikh l'gamri goes l'scharo, or you don't pay it at all. V'algasas haruach, shemizgoyim u'mishtarim alacheyim b'shvil oshon. Rich people who lord over other people, that's also a reason to lose your wealth. Okay.
There's an eclipse of the moon this coming Motzei Shabbos.
Yeah.
Almost total.
right here.
There was a solar eclipse.
So we have to.